Talk Live. You can take control of the airwaves. Dial in toll-free, 855-453. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line. And joining you here tonight is Ian.
And Bradley.
And Mark.
All right, so 1-855-453 is the toll-free number, 855-450-3733. You can, of course, join us on our website over at freetalklive.com, where all the features are free, like unlike those other talk shows. They want to charge you $7-$8 a month for their sites. We give you all the stuff that you'll find on our site for free. There's no paywall that you have to get behind in order to get stuff like archives or the webcam. It's all there for you free at freetalklive.com. So go ahead, get interactive at your leisure. Now, there's some news here that I found pretty shocking. And it came into my email box straight from the source, Julian Heiklin. Have you all heard what happened?
He went to Israel, didn't he?
That's right.
Yeah, I heard he fled the country.
He has fled the United States. Now, for those of you who are unaware of who Julian Heiklin is, Brad, how would you describe this man?
I would probably describe him the same way you describe him, as a FIJA, the Fully Informed Jury Association activist. He's a very brave soul. I've spoken to him quite a few times. I think the thing he's most notable for is standing out in front of courthouses, be it federal or state, with a sign that says jury info, and he educates people on their inherent right to nullify bad laws.
He does, and he's been doing it for quite a while. He's been arrested a number of times in the process of doing this outreach. So just for handing out information out in front of a courthouse, this man has been dragged away by various different police departments, especially the federal government. And, I mean, the guy's a hero of mine. He's so brave because he'll go out and he'll do this stuff even if he's all alone. He doesn't care if there are other people there to back him up or not. And, of course, in most places, the activist scene is an absolute joke, and so nobody comes out to support Julian Heiklin because they're just too busy with their own lives or whatever it is they're doing. And so this nearly 80-year-old man, last I heard he was 79, so he may be 80 now at this point, but this 80, close to 80-year-old man has the courage to go out and face down the evil state all on his own, be arrested, be dragged away, be carried off, be put into prison cells. He is incredibly heroic and brave, and I wish there were 20 more people like him. Can you imagine that the power that would have, the influence that a bunch of octogenarians could have going around doing civil disobedience?
A great deal. I mean, it doesn't look quite as justifiable when the police hit an octogenarian with a baton.
Absolutely.
It seems less likely that it would occur, too.
Yeah.
No doubt about it. I mean, certainly young females get kind of some leeway with the police, and I think elderly people also get some leeway with the police. But people in our age range, 20 to 40-some years old males, we're just going to get the brunt of it. So Julian Heiklin, really brave guy, and he's been standing up for jury nullification for a long time. You mentioned FIJA, the Fully Informed Jury Association, and while I think FIJA is a good group, I was disappointed to see them back away from Julian Heiklin during the Orlando debacle, where Orlando police or sheriffs arrested Julian for handing out information outside the courthouse. He ended up going to jail for that one, is out on appeal currently in Orlando, but he spent something like 2 or 3 weeks in a really crappy Orlando, Florida jail because he was found guilty by a judge, basically, so it was a bench trial. And he was found guilty of handing out information, in a restricted area, because free speech is a joke, and if you're not in the free speech zone, then you could be subject to arrest. So he's just been arrested over and over and over again, and I guess he's had it. This is his press release that he sent out to his email list. For immediate release, Julian Heiklin arrived in Israel on May 22nd, 2 days ago, as a political exile. He was granted Israel citizenship at customs. There is currently a warrant for his arrest in Santa Ana, California, because he distributed pamphlets on the sidewalk in front of the U.S. District Courthouse in Santa Ana. Also, he was arrested for the same offense, but the cases were dismissed in Springfield, Massachusetts, Newark, New Jersey, and 11 times in Manhattan, New York. However, the Department of Homeland Security refuses to return his confiscated property. He was tortured 7 times in 3 New York hospitals and once in a Springfield hospital. He was dragged out of his bed at home at 6 in the morning by 11 law enforcement officers and placed in jail in the federal courthouse in Manhattan. He was arrested by New York City police for standing on the sidewalk in front of the Isaiah Wall across from the UN building in New York City and holding 2 signs which read, "Stop Hating Jews." As a result, he was incarcerated for 2 weeks in Rikers Island Jail before his case was dismissed in the interest of justice. However, New York City refuses to return his confiscated property. He has been convicted for criminal contempt of court in Orlando, Florida, and sentenced to 145 days in jail for distributing jury information on the sidewalk connecting the county courthouse to the parking lot. The conviction has been appealed, though Hoechlin has already served 22 days in the Orange County Jail. In Manhattan, New York, he was on trial on a grand jury indictment forged by the U.S. attorney. Title 18 in the U.S. Code 3161 states, "In any case in which a plea of not guilty is entered, the trial of a defendant charged in an information or indictment with the commission of an offense shall commence within 70 days from the filing date and making public of the information." Judge Kimball Wood colluded in the forgery by purposely violating that code to give the U.S. attorney time to produce a witness. On at least 2 occasions, undercover agents posed as jurors to entrap Hoechlin into jury tampering. Both attempts failed. Hoechlin has copies of the recordings. After 18 months with no success, Judge Wood finally dismissed the charges in April of this year. The situation described above is the 21st century of the Watergate scandal of the Nixon administration. Yet the U.S. and world press mostly have ignored this story and refused to publicize it. Without publicity, there will be no justice. All of the above happened because Hoechlin told the truth. The United States is now Nazi Germany of the mid-1930s. Hitler is in the White House. The press is afraid to report the news. The American people are in denial. The United States is the number one prison state in the world. The mass executions are still to come.
That's the story, yep.
That's the statement from Julian Hoechlin as to his reasons for fleeing the United States and seeking asylum in Israel.
This is a former college professor, retired college professor. This is not a man of education or anything like that.
You know what's interesting? The Florida Constitution says, Part 1, Section 4, it says, "Every person may speak, write, and publish sentiments on all subjects, but shall be responsible for the abuse of that right." So I wonder if informing people that, you know, you have the power to nullify the government is considered an abuse of that right. Apparently it is.
I think it was a contempt of court charge is what ended up throwing him in that jail cell, their excuse for throwing him in that jail cell.
Because they said he couldn't do it, and,
right.
He did it.
Right.
How dare he think that he can speak? How dare he believe that he could talk to others, hand them information on public so-called property?
Yeah, I don't think that the average American doesn't protest, but they believe that they have the right to protest if something important enough happens.
Right. Good luck.
And I don't think that they understand that this is a man who was handing out pamphlets of only the truth. I mean, I know what they're talking about here. Jury nullification is the truth. It's been the truth for 1,000 years. It's one of the oldest rights of free people. And, he's handing out these pamphlets on courthouse steps, and those that are in power don't like it. It's an unpopular, admittedly, it's a very unpopular right, and I think that there's reasons why it might be unpopular. I don't think it's by any stretch of the imagination a panacea for liberty, but it's an important aspect of it to him, and he's not lying. He's just standing out on court steps handing out pamphlets. This isn't jury tampering. This is freedom of speech. He's not trying to affect any particular case, and to go after a guy, ignore him. Is whatever he's handing out so important that you need to bring down the force of the state on him?
Yes. Apparently so.
6 months?
Yeah.
This is very dangerous information to the state's power structure. They can't just allow you to stand there and give this information out. They have been working for decades to oppress this information.
We have been passing this information out here in Keene for
Well, things are better here
years,
in New Hampshire.
And it hasn't made any difference at all. I would contend, in fact, that if what they want to have happen is for this information to be marginalized, that the best thing for them to do is to let this guy pass this information out.
I see what you mean.
It may not have had a difference here in Keene, but there is certainly a difference in Greenfield, Mass. When Adamo and Pete from Coplock were charged with wiretapping. I mean, that was a clear case of jury nullification.
That was jury nullification?
Yeah.
I mean, I just thought they didn't feel like they were guilty.
855-450-FREE. That's the SACL CAI. FBI toll-free line. You can take control here. Ring if anything. It's Free Talk Live.
I am so excited about Pork Fest this year.
Pork Fest? What's that?
It's the Porcupine Freedom Festival, a fun and educational camping event put on every summer by the Free State Project. This year it's going to be happening June 18th to the 24th at Rogers Campground in Lancaster, New Hampshire.
Okay, I like camping, and I definitely like freedom, but my budget is tight.
Tickets are only $30 for the whole week if you get them before May 1st.
Well, that sounds reasonable, but what goes on there?
What doesn't go on at Porkfest? There are speakers, family fun, dance parties, karaoke, a comedy roast, hiking, campfires, sports, a wedding, and all kinds of delicious food. But the part that I like best is spending time with other people who love freedom.
That's sounding pretty good to me. Where can I go to learn more?
Check out porkfest.com and make sure you spell pork like a porcupine. PORCFEST.com. Like what you see?
Looks like a blast. Okay, I'm in. See you at Porkfest.
While you're there, check out how you can become a VIP, very important porcupine, for a modest donation. See you at Porkfest.
Hi, this is Peter Kronschnabel from Midas Resources. As you know, federal government spending is at an all-time high, and inflation will be a direct result of the spending policy. European government and central bank spending policies have put the European Union on the brink of collapse. What are you doing right now to protect yourself financially? Are your assets working for you or against you? One thing is certain. Having physical possession of gold and silver will guarantee that no matter what happens to our economy or the dollar, your investment will never be worthless. And it'll protect you from that hidden tax, inflation. If you've been thinking about investing in physical possession of precious metals or having an IRA in precious metals, I can help. Call me today, Peter Kronschnabel at 800-686-2237, extension 108. And I'll take the time to personally put together a portfolio designed to protect what you've worked so hard for. Call 800-686-2237, extension 108. You've worked hard your whole life, and I want to work hard for you. Call Peter at 800-686-2237, extension 108.
Did you know that 50% of heart attacks are brought on by infections? Did you know that hospitals are breeding grounds for antibiotic-resistant bugs like MRSA? The environment is infected with parasites, and the mild winter means ticks with Lyme disease, mosquitoes with West Nile virus, and cold and flu viruses will be on the rise. Protect yourself with Nature's Natural Antiparasitic, Antiviral, Antifungal, Antibiotic, Allicin, the Heart of Garlic. Get concentrated protection with Ali-C and Ali-Van from AffinityHealthProducts.com. One capsule of Ali-C equals 40 cloves of garlic or 100 garlic pills. With no garlic breath, Ali-Ban has Allicin in spray, liquid, and cream forms with three times more strength than leading brands and costs less. Go to AffinityHealthProducts.com, spelled A-F-F-I-N-I-T-Y, HealthProducts.com, or call 877-888-7126. That's 877-888-7126. Protect yourself with Ali-C or Ali-Ban from AffinityHealthProducts.com.
Attention, mindless criminals, thugs, and thieves. Go ahead, break a leg. American homeowners are fed up with your door kick-ins and forced entries. We now dare you to try your boot against any door reinforced with the Door Sentinel. The Door Sentinel pack includes a steel door jam plate with 3.5-inch screws, a lock shield, and hinge shields. The Door Sentinel installs in minutes, securing any front, side, or back doors, even French doors. Criminals, be forewarned, your leg will break before the Door Sentinel will budge. Even if you have an alarm system, back it up with the Door Sentinel. Basic products starting under $20. Order your Door Sentinel today for your home, garage, or any building you own or rent at MySafeDoor.com. That's MySafeDoor.com or call 678-648-6757. That's 678-648-6757. Get your peace of mind back with Door Sentinel. The Door Sentinel. Always on guard.
Now, more Free Talk Live. Dial in at 1-855-450-FREE. That's 1-855-450-FREE.
This is Free Talk Live. You can dial in toll-free at 855-450-FREE. It's the SACL CAI toll-free line. You are invited to bring up whatever's on your mind and take control of the airwaves. 1-855-450-3733. Of course, you can join us on our website over at freetalklive.com. The webcam is there. You can watch, you can listen, you can interact with other listeners because the cam is built into the same page as the chat room. So head over to cam.freetalklive.com. That's cam.freetalklive.com. We're going to continue with your calls here in a moment, but we actually had a guest scheduled right for the beginning of the show. Unfortunately, he wasn't able to join us at the immediate start of the program. He's someone that longtime listeners of the show are familiar with. We'll talk to him every now and then about all things silver and gold. He is Ted Anderson, the president of Midas Resources, also the man who is behind the Genesis Communications Network, which is the company that that syndicates this radio program. Ted, welcome back to Free Talk Live.
Hey, thanks for having me back, Ian. How are you?
Oh, it's always great to have you. I'm doing well. Of course, you're here also with Brad Jardis and Mark is here. What prompted bringing us, having you on the program here tonight is, well, it seems like it might be a decent time to buy silver. What have you been seeing going on out there?
Well, I mean, right now we have silver at $28.42. It's up 48 cents, but it is dropped down below that $30 level, which seems to be a bottoming area. It is common for gold and silver to reach a bottom somewhere between this March, April, May, June, that particular time. You know, usually the fall is when it's really strong and hot. When you see Greece, you know, falling apart like it is, the euro sort of melting apart, you know that there's still plenty of problems out there financially. And so, yeah, I think you're right. I think it's a good time to be buying, getting in. You know, I was looking at the website and that we have. When you go to gold or silver.freetalklive.com, mm-hmm. One of the really great offers that we have up there is that American Dream that Tad Lumpkin put together. It's just such a wonderful little film. Probably most everybody in your audience has watched it, but when you get it in the original form and you hand it to your parents or whatever, you know, you get to know a little bit more about the economy. It's done in an animation. I just think it's so cool. And it's $63 delivered, and you get two silver dollars with that. But, you know, you're right about that, Ian. It's a good time to be getting into silver, and it's a good time to be getting into gold. You want to be able to buy when the market's down, and we have that right now. It's like the whiplash effect. We've had this really super hot, you know, sizzling market last year, and then now the pendulum has swung back, even though all the economic problems are still there.
Yeah, you know, and that's probably, you know, some people, like me, for instance, you know, I wouldn't call myself heavily invested in metals because I don't have money to heavily invest, but for my percentage of investment, I'm heavily invested in metals. And, you know, things were really hot last year. Silver was up, what, 50 to 50 bucks?
Yeah, yeah, it hit $50 at a peak.
And now it's less than 30. So, you know, if you bought at 50, I didn't. But if you bought at 50, you might be feeling, you know, a little burnt and that kind of thing. Now, there's nothing one can really do about whatever downturns there have been in the market, as all you can do is attempt to figure out what's going to happen in the future.
You can't possibly know what's going to happen in the future for sure, but I mean, over history, silver and gold have kept their value on pace with inflation. Isn't that true, Ted?
Well, that is true, and we still have a fiat currency system, and we still have a tremendous amount of debt in this country, and the politicians are still going to turn to the printing press to solve problems.
Absolutely. That you can predict.
Yeah. That's a safe prediction.
Otherwise, my crystal ball, the batteries ran out, so I don't know exactly where it's going to go. But yeah, you know, that's just the thing. I mean, when you look at what's going on across the globe, and you know, you just know that there's trouble. And the politicians, like I said, they turn to the Fed. The Fed finances the sale of the U.S. Treasuries. Right now, the Fed is what, 75-80% holder of the U.S. Treasuries, and so they're the main financiers. If it's not them, it's China. And what do you do when we keep on, you know, spending our way into prosperity, so to speak? You're going to have inflation, you know, but again, we still have high unemployment. It's still, we still have a lot of issues that are going on here that can be dampening to the price of gold and silver. But eventually, you know, when you print so much money and you create so much debt, prices will rise. And so just be patient, put it away and make it your savings account.
And, you know, that's how I've been looking at it, because it's my prediction, you know, for myself, when I look at these things, is it can only go up in the future. And I did speak recently to a good friend of mine who's...
You mean long-term, Mark. I mean, clearly it can't only go up. It's gone down sometimes. You can't make a statement like that. It's not true.
In the long term, I think it can only go up. You're right.
Historically, yes, that seems to be the case.
Well, they're printing money, and right. At this point, as Ted had said, essentially the government is the largest holder of the government's printed money. And this is the debt that created the government's printed money. This is an incredibly scary way to run an economy. And at that you know, it's very difficult to divest yourself of U.S. dollars. One of the best ways to do it is to have something that's of value in your hand, and that's gold and silver.
About 3 years ago, I listened to a Cato podcast where they talked about how the FDIC had about $54 billion to insure like $4.4 trillion in deposits or something like that. And, I mean, when I heard that, I mean, everyone, you know, believes that the fiat money system is sound because of, you know, the things that are put in place to keep runs on banks and things, but it's all just a show of cloud and smoke.
It's a good point, though. I mean, the FDIC does cover the bank deposits, and there isn't enough to keep everybody if everybody tried to draw their money out at once. But the truth of the matter is that the taxpayers are going to be on the hook. What's going to happen is the Fed will buy the U.S. Treasuries, and the people that have been saving their money are going to watch the value of their currency just melt apart because of the fact that they'll always bail out the banks. You'll always see that happen. The big banks will never fail because the Fed will step in. It'll be just either it'll be outright, out front, covert TARP, or they're gonna do it under the table. But they're gonna make sure that the Federal Reserve Bank branches and their agencies don't fall apart, because once that happens, the whole house of cards falls down in the United States. It's just not going to happen. But you will see inflation because of it, because they're going to turn on the printing press to solve these problems.
So when I was looking at the prices of gold and silver right now, I was thinking to myself, now's the time to buy. If I, you know, if I've got the money, I'm going to buy. And Ian, actually, you're on the fence of doing this right now.
I'm actually on the order page right now. For
right.
Clean silver round.
And so that's why I wanted to talk to you about this. There's another thing I wanted to talk to you about too, which I think is kind of a fun fact. But what kind of deals do you have for the Free Talk Live audience that is realizing that silver's nice and low right now, and of course the government's treatment of our money isn't getting any better.
Well, Ian's talking about silver rounds right now, and they're at $31.43. That's a pretty good price for those. What I think is the best deal on that whole page, and even probably the best deal in my entire company, is that very top special offer where you have the American Dream video and two silver dollars.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, there you have an explanation of what the Fed is about. You get to learn the whole deal. The book is good along with it, and then two silver dollars. Those silver dollars are used as money back at the turn of the century. Another really great deal is that Creature from Jekyll Island book, but the silver rounds are good. The maple leaf is a good deal. Modern, commemorative gold coins, wherever you decide you want to go. The franc coin at $341.16, if you're looking for a small piece of gold. Survival bags of dimes are like those. I mean, right now you're going to be able to take advantage of the low price of silver. I mean, a Lakota silver round at $35.93. That's a good buy as well.
I'm the kind of guy I want to go with the cheapest and the best, if possible, and that clean silver round's the way to go for me at $31.43. You can order a whole bunch of them and stock up, because the more you order, the cheaper it is as far as how much you're paying per round for shipping as well, so that's important to keep in mind. Ted, thanks for stopping in, man. Always appreciate hearing from you.
Not a problem. I'm glad to be here.
Once again, drop by silver.freetalklive.com, and we'll also give you a phone number coming up here in moments.
We take a lot for granted. Lights, water, even food we eat. But what if these things went away? Would you know how to protect your family in a natural or man-made disaster? Would you know how to survive? When disaster hits, power and water are gone, and the mobs go crazy grabbing food off the shelves, you and your family may be waiting in long lines for help. Don't be helpless. Learn the secrets to survival at 123survivalplan.com. Do you know the 37 crucial food items you can't live without? Many people don't have these food items. Learn what you need to hoard at 123survivalplan.com. Recently, over 1 million people have viewed the video at 123survivalplan.com. These survival secrets are vital. The government suggests we maintain an emergency supply of food and water. But do you know the 37 food items that will fly off grocery shelves or a simple way to treat unsafe drinking water? This information is critical. Find it now on 123survivalplan.com. Don't take your family's safety for granted. Visit 123survivalplan.com. That's 123survivalplan.com.
Don't answer it! How can I stop these annoying collection calls?
Imagine being free from your debt without settling. And with no payment plan, no negotiating or filing bankruptcy, and no attorneys. What if you could eliminate the risk from all your unsecured debt in about 90 days? And keep all your money? You can! It's called Zero Debt Guarantee. And it works. There's no other program of its kind on the planet, and we guarantee the results in writing. Call now. 800-477-9256. Let our team of experts provide you with a response. resources to fight back, stop collection calls, and prevent and stop wage garnishments and bank levies. If you're facing foreclosure, we can help. Don't go it alone. Get free information now by calling 800-477-9256. Talk to an expert who has also completed our program. Call 800-477-9256 for free info or go to ZeroDebtGuarantee.com. That's 800-477-9256 or go to ZeroDebtGuarantee.com.
Would it save you time to get the best quality water filters and the best quality storable foods from one company? You bet it would, and now you can at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. Big Berkey Water Filter products and great-tasting, long-lasting, storable, wise foods are both now available on one website, BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. Wise foods, ready-to-eat meals are packed in airtight nitrogen pouches and come with a 25-year shelf life. Big Berkey Water Filters are powerful enough to purify treated, untreated, or even stagnant pond water. Combine Berkey Water Filters with Wise Foods for an unbeatable preparedness combination. Get free shipping on every order over $50. And GCN listeners receive 5% off all ceramic filter systems. Visit Big, B-E-R-K-E-Y, waterfilters.com. Or call 877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-BERKEY. Or go to BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com.
How's your pH today? Are you acidic? How alkaline is your blood and body? What is the pH of the water you drink? We are AlkaVision, and we have the answers. Drinking pure, high-alkaline water is one of the most important factors in maintaining vibrant health and high energy, because bacteria and viruses cannot survive in an alkaline, high pH environment. If your drinking water isn't at a pH level of 8 or higher, boost it with AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops. Our unique formula will alkalize your water, ridding your body of harmful toxins and acid, and help regain energy and health. Simply add 10 drops of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops to help your body rid itself of acidic waste, increase oxygen, and raise the pH of your body to optimal levels. Order your bottle of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops for only $29.95 at AlkaVision.com, spelled A-L-K-A-Vision.com, or call 800-518-7615, 800-518-7615. Alkalize your body, supercharge your health at AlkaVision.com.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in now, 1-855-450-FREE. That's 1-855-450-FREE.
Live, take control of the airwaves toll-free at 855-450-FREE. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line. Join us on our website at freetalklive.com. Enjoy the features that await you there. Once again, freetalklive.com. And we've got our mobile site as well. For those of you with a smartphone, you can go to m.freetalklive.com. That's m.freetalklive.com. Head over there and enjoy the quick links you'll find to our live streams, broadband, midband, and narrowband, different stream bit rates for different internet connection speeds. Plus, you'll also find links to software that you can use to listen to Free Talk Live over on your mobile device at m.freetalklive.com. We were just talking with Ted Anderson from Midas Resources, and I wanted to make sure that folks out there that were listening, that were thinking about getting some gold and silver, would know a phone number as well, because not everybody listening to the radio has internet access. There are still people out there that prefer a phone call, or maybe they just prefer talking to a human being rather than ordering through a form on the internet. You can always call Midas Resources at the following number, 800-686-2237. You can, of course, go to silver.freetalklive.com or gold.freetalklive.com and take you to the same place, and dial them up also at 800-686-2237. That's Midas Resources, 1-800-686-2237.
And, you know, as far as full disclosure goes, Free Talk Live does get a cut of whatever you purchase over there at gold.freetalklive.com or call on that telephone number. But
you're still going to find they're darn good prices.
They're great prices, and I have ordered through there, and Ian, I believe you have too.
Yes, I have. Yeah, I've ordered more than once.
Yeah, same here. More than once.
I've ordered the clean silver rounds before. I've ordered some gold francs. I've ordered also the bag of dimes, the survival bag.
The thing I like about ordering from there is you know, you can probably hunt and scour eBay for a slightly better deal. I tend to like the dimes, the silver dimes, because I think they're nice little monetary units. You can do business with them, and I do a lot of business in
silver. But, you know, you can have whatever, you can get whatever you want. I like those, but it's just easier to order through Midas. You're going to get a better deal with those dimes than you are at pretty much any other gold or silver purveyor on the internet. And you can, if suddenly whatever reason the price goes up, you want to sell and you want to sell easily, you don't want to spend time doing on eBay or whatever that way too. You can sell to Midas also.
Oh, really?
Yeah, they buy everything.
Interesting. So there you go. Gold.freetalklive.com. Get your orders in while the price is still on the downside. I mean, of course it always could go down more, but that's always the guessing game, right? You never really know for sure where these things are going to go. It seemed like it was over 30 for quite a while, and so if it's under 30 now...
It's really unlikely to me that it could go much lower than it has been,
yeah.
But, you know, then again,
well,
who knows what?
You never know, but all that said, like we're talking about, I don't buy gold and silver as an investment. I don't, you know, keep my eye on the price and start sweating about whether I'm going to lose money. No, I just, sock it away. I keep it in a safe place, and it's a way to keep value for me.
Yep.
It's a way to retain the value that I've created, because when you get your paycheck, and you go out and do things with it, then that's one thing, because you can buy things, and those have value to some extent. But if you're buying gold and silver, over time, you look at, the price of gasoline, for instance. That's way up in our lifetimes. It's gone much further than, I remember, it was lower than a buck 15 years ago.
It was when I got my license in 96.
Right. And so there's been big changes there. But if you look at the price of gas in terms of silver, then you'll see that over decades... The same amount of silver buys you about the same amount of gas.
Right.
So it's really important that people understand what the government guys are doing to your money. You think those greenbacks in your wallet are yours? Well, yeah, you have possession of them, but you don't have possession of the value that's attached to them, because anytime the government banks, or the Federal Reserve, rather, which is basically a government bank, although technically it's private, anytime the Federal Reserve prints out more money into the system, it devalues the money that you are holding in your bank account or in your wallet. And so, therefore, they're essentially stealing from you. They're essentially taxing you with this hidden tax.
Co-opting the value.
Yeah. But when they print more money out, they can't steal value from your silver. They can print and print and print and print, and it will not steal the value of the silver. The silver has value based on other factors, like, you know, who's buying it in the marketplace, for what industrial purposes.
It's a commodity.
Yeah, there's all kinds of factors that go into the price of silver.
But the thing that I like about it is that you decide, when you're talking about stealing, is you decide when it comes to reporting capital gains when you sell your precious metals. You know, you decide what you report to the government, how you report to the government, and that kind of thing. So... It gives you the control in that area.
You have to pay capital gains tax when you sell silver?
You have to pay capital gains tax when you sell comic books, my friend.
I don't even know what a capital gains tax is, and I wouldn't know what you have to pay or don't have to pay, because I am not convinced that I have to pay them anything due to the fact that there's no citizen.
And they believe you have to pay them everything.
There's
so.
No obligation. I have not seen any sort of real obligation that proves that I owe them anything. So,
well, I mean,
what's a capital gains tax?
You yourself... pay property tax under duress.
It's under duress because I know that there are men with guns who are going to come here and take my family out of my house.
But they could do the same thing if you don't pay capital gains tax. It's just harder to, you know, harder to pin it down, especially with trading of metals. I mean, how do they track that?
You'd have to tell them, like Mark's saying. You'd have to give them a heads up and let them know.
I just want to do the right thing and let you know I sold some silver.
Yeah, I would recommend you not do that.
Yeah, they would love you to let them know.
So again, go to silver.freetalklive.com. That's where I am at right now. I'm probably going to get some of those clean silver rounds. 855-453. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line, of course. You can bring up whatever you want.
Just thinking, you know, when you say... People wonder about the radio and what's real and what's not real, but not when Ian says it. Ian says he's going to do something, that's what he's going to do. That's the kind of guy he is.
Well, watch him. Yeah, he's probably going to do it right now, and I can see him.
All right, not right now, because I'm busy doing a radio program here, but... 855-450-FREE, that's the SACL CAI toll-free line. Speaking of finances, I guess this whole Facebook thing has kind of blown up. Have you guys heard anything about the IPO where I guess people were expecting something big? Have there ever been IPOs that haven't crashed and burned? Like, it seems like everyone that everyone watches, all these big ones supposedly, end up going through just this crash and burn process after 24 hours.
Surely there have been successful IPOs.
There must be, but they don't make the news, right? Like, all these big corporations that are supposed to be really impressive with this IPO thing, and this is initial public offering. This is where a company goes from privately owned to publicly owned.
That's correct.
I still don't understand why someone would want to do that with their company. Is it just because they're just greedy?
The money.
They just want the money?
Well, I mean, money allows you to do a great... I mean, imagine if Free Talk Live suddenly got $10 million. I mean, that would be a huge amount of money for Free Talk Live.
Yeah, but you also get owned by somebody else.
Sure.
Right?
Absolutely. Now, I mean...
So why would you want that?
Mark Zuckerberg owns the majority share of the shares, so he still makes the decision.
Okay.
So, you know, I don't think that you're...
What's the point if
it's the money. The point is the money.
No. But, okay, so if Mark Zuckerberg makes all the decisions, what's the point in buying in? I guess the hope that you'll make money.
Because he's been successful so far.
Right.
For the same reason you buy gold or silver, that if you buy into Facebook's publicly traded stock and it goes up, then you can sell it and be worth more money.
Well, that's not why I buy gold and silver. I don't buy it as an investment. But you're saying the gamble of the investment that hopefully Facebook... But, gosh, really? I mean, I would be afraid to buy on any sort of IPO because it seems like... I mean, by the way, I know nothing about stocks, and I'm clearly not one of these trader type people.
Well, I think that this is a great example of how the people who offer the IPO do the initializing. They do the pencil whipping because it's exciting. Facebook comes out; it's an exciting company. Mm-hmm. They get all kinds of press. This is probably the most an IPO is the most excitement that's going to be around a company's stock for a long time, barring any huge occurrence.
Right.
That's a lot of press. People buy based on press. In stocks, you're told to zig, not zig when everybody else is zagging. That's because everybody zags when they're supposed to zag. So they're
So that's why these IPOs go bust so bad. Is what you're saying?
The news says zag, and everybody zagged.
And what do you know? You got screwed.
I think that Facebook, what are they at 31 now? When they came out of 38,
clue.
Something like that. And it seems like a company that's going to go up in value. It's hard for me to imagine that Google's going to be at 500 and Apple's going to be at 300 and Facebook's going to sit at 20. That just doesn't make much sense to me.
855-450-FREE. That's the SACL CAI toll free line. You can take control of your waves and bring up whatever's on your mind. Plus, once you go public, then you become subject to more rules, don't you?
Quite a few securities rules.
Awful. It's Free Talk Live.
You know the Constitution like the back of your hand. You've read books, listened to podcasts, attended lectures, surfed websites, and watched videos. You've made liberty your life's goal. But something seems to be missing. Stickers from LibertyStickers.com. Exercise your freedom of speech with the world's most dangerous bumper stickers. That's LibertyStickers.com. But wait. There's more. You can buy Liberty stickers wholesale. Get them for 99 cents each when you put 100 or more in your shopping cart in any combination. Sell them or give them away. They're great for gun shows, flea markets, fairs, outreach, and more. Earn extra money, promote freedom, and spread the word. Need custom stickers, labels, or decals for your organization or business? Liberty Stickers makes them. Go to LibertyStickers.com to order or call 877-873-9626. LibertyStickers.com, the world's most dangerous stickers.
Attention! Information in this one-minute message could save your life. Don't wait for the next emergency to happen. Act now to be prepared. Now, more than ever, civilians and communities must communicate with family, friends, and neighbors in the event of civil unrest, natural disasters, or other emergencies. That's why there's CivilDispatch.com. CivilDispatch.com is a universal system that can be used for a wide array of urgent notification alerts. Weather emergencies, civil unrest, emergency responders, amber alerts, school or business closings, any need-to-know situation. CivilDispatch.com is an emergency dispatch communication system, allowing anyone to quickly and easily send and instantaneously track emergency email and text alert notifications. CivilDispatch.com gives you the power of enterprise alerting without the enterprise cost. Don't find yourself unprepared. Learn more and become a member at CivilDispatch.com. That's CivilDispatch.com, civilian emergency dispatch system. Peace through preparedness.
Yeah. And now another CentOS Game Changer with sports broadcaster Aaron Andrews.
I'm standing outside a popular Gainesville burger joint. They've got fresh, juicy patties and golden brown onion rings. But they've had unhappy fans until recently. So, ma'am, just what caused the turnaround?
Well, we loved their burgers, but until now, their bathrooms were, how should I put it? Ew.
They were dirty, huh?
Oh, yeah. We stopped coming here. Then we saw the CentOS truck and gave it another try.
Yep. They called CentOS for a game changer to deep clean these restrooms and to stock supplies like hand soap and paper towels. Was CentOS the winning play for you?
Yep. They won us back.
And now at this restaurant, every wall and every stall shines. For more, let's go back up to the booth.
Thanks, Aaron. Clean restroom supplies are one of many expert services CentOS can tackle for your business. Don't lose business to dirty restrooms. Call 1-800-CINTAS6 or visit CentOS.com/radio and tell them to bring in the team with the white truck.
Hello?
Congratulations.
For what?
For losing all that weight. How'd you do it so fast?
ASAP.
ASAP what? What's that mean?
Are you ready to get as skinny as possible, as soon as possible, as simple as possible, and as sexy as possible?
I'm listening.
Then get with the ASAP program. It's real and it works. No smooth talk, no slick advertising, and no exaggerated claims of success.
I've got to know more.
Welcome to ASAP, as slim as possible. Whether you have 10, 20, or 50 pounds to lose, ASAP is your weight loss answer. ASAP targets the abnormal fat reserves and makes them available to be burned as fuel and contains no caffeine or hormones. Order ASAP at wholesale prices or join the team to share the business with others. Visit GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Lose weight and look great with ASAP, as slim as possible.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call 1-855-450-FREE. That's 1-855-450-FREE.
Anything you want. 855-453. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line. 1-855-450-3733. You can join us online at freetalklive.com. Enjoy the features on the site there. freetalklive.com here tonight. It's Ian.
And Bradley.
And Mark.
And you can join us on the phones. 855-450-FREE. Plus, if you need some sporting equipment, camping gear, perhaps you got the Porcupine Freedom Festival coming up here in less than a month. ManVenture can help you.
Yeah, ManVentureOutpost.com is a great place to pick up whatever you might need for the Porcupine Freedom Festival or whatever camping you might do. You need tents, you need sleeping bags, you need air mattresses, all those things they've got. They've got everything for the outdoor enthusiast, and they've got them at the best prices you're going to be able to find in one place on the internet. ManVentureOutpost.com. They've got the name brands, and they've got them at the best prices. Knives, ammunition. Lots of people stocking up on ammunition right now. Scopes, binoculars, laser sights, tactical flashlights, fish finders, boating equipment. You can get everything you need at ManVentureOutpost.com. They're family-owned and members in good standing of the Better Business Bureau. Some prices, in fact, are so low they can't even be mentioned on the air. Get an additional 5% off with coupon code FTL. Get it quick. Get it from ManVentureOutpost.com.
One of the trends that we've been following over the years on this program is watching old media. And being that Free Talk Live is kind of a hybrid in that we're part old media and part new media, in that we are on the radio, broadcast AM/FM radio, and also available in live stream form and podcast online. We're kind of a crossover, a hybrid of the old and the new. And it's fascinating watching the old media and their death throes, watching them, specifically print, specifically the news print, specifically the daily news print, because yes, the weeklies are doing all right, actually. The weekly...
I was just going to jump on it.
Yeah, the unique kind of weekly papers, down in the South, there's the Weekly Planet, I believe it is called.
Yeah, that's... the Weekly Planet, or it's called the Creative Loafing.
Creative Loafing is the company that owns it. At one point, I think, is it the
Onions,
Atlanta
one? Another weekly.
The Atlanta one's called Creative Loafing.
And they own the Weekly Planet.
Yeah, there's the Boston Phoenix in the the Boston area, I believe it's called.
The Sunday Union Leader here in New Hampshire.
The Sunday Union Leader.
Yeah,
isn't that part of like a daily major publication, though?
I think it's separate. If you go to the website, it's different. It's like a separate publication.
I'm only considering organizations that don't have a daily paper attached to them.
Oh, okay.
But those weekly publications are actually doing pretty well, from what I understand.
And I think that model is something that would work for the dailies, too. Now, I'm not in...
Wait, going weekly?
No, going basically handing out your product for free for the advertising. I mean, the advertisers are still go to the newspaper. Either it works for them or they're just so brainwashed into going there. I'm not going to claim to know, but they still go to the newspaper and they, with the intention of getting new customers on board, and the newspapers are charging people 50 cents in order to see their ads.
They want 75 cents here in Keene, New Hampshire.
75 cents?
Wow, that's right.
That's nuts.
It is nuts, especially considering the fact that the newspaper, at least here, in a lot of places this is true, has cut down their size.
Yeah.
So they're no longer the same width that they were, and they're no longer as broad of a broad sheet, as they're called in the industry. And you can actually go and look at the newspaper bins or the boxes or vendor, what do you call them, the newspaper vending machine things? There's a name
newspaper
for it.
Box.
Newspaper boxes.
Whatever.
Around town. And you can see the paper itself doesn't fit in the old window, because when they manufactured these boxes years ago, they were manufactured for the standard broadsheet width.
Something wider.
And it's no longer that standard width anymore. It's an inch less. And so it looks tinny in comparison to the old version. Plus, when you actually pick up the paper and you page through it, the paper feels a little cheaper. You know, it just doesn't have the same oomph to it, I guess, that it wants it. If paper can have an oomph, it doesn't have that.
Yeah, I say, you know, increase, get rid of the daily price, or bring it down so low that people, I don't... You know, maybe you need to. I don't know. I get rid of the daily price, and
that's a question I have.
Get your advertisers, to support the whole weight. Lower your prices so that the people can have more ads. Bring in more ads.
What portion of the I've never worked in newsprint, so I don't know these things. You don't either, Mark. You did work for a magazine, so
yeah,
you've worked in print.
And magazines generally will go up to 50%, a good magazine will be 50% ads and 50% content.
That's a good answer, but it wasn't the question I was going to ask. The question I was going to ask is, of the amount that it costs to print a paper, so on one iteration, so one day,
mm-hmm.
of the amount that it costs to print that paper and distribute that paper to all of the readers, what percentage of that cost is the advertising dollars, and what percentage of that cost is the quarters going into the machine? What percentage of that is subscriptions? What percentage of that is the quarters? Like, how much would they have to raise ad rates, or how much, would they have to make up in order to be able to do what you're suggesting, and that is cover the entire cost of a daily paper with all advertising?
Obviously, I can't answer that question. I mean, you need a newspaperman in here, and I don't have one, and I'm certainly not going to rush off and get into a dying industry.
Well, that's what Warren Buffett is doing. He is getting into a dying industry. He has struck a deal this month to acquire 63 newspapers with his Berkshire Hathaway company. Said he may buy more publications as the industry rethinks whether to offer free content on the Internet. This is according to Bloomberg.com. Now, this Buffett guy, Mark, has the opposite view as you. He doesn't believe that news should be free. He is, of course, a great example of the dying breed out there.
News isn't free. News is paid for by advertisers.
But what he means is free to the end user.
I understand.
That's what he's talking about here.
Look, news has value. There's no doubt news has value. But you need to ask yourself if somebody has the option. I mean, I get the newspaper at my house and don't read it, because I get the daily email from the same news company, and I can look at the headlines in a convenient manner, and if I see a story that interests me, I'll click on it and read it. So I get the newspaper at my house, but read the website that has, that newspaper's website.
I just found an article from 2009 that says printing the New York Times costs twice as much as sending every subscriber a free Kindle.
That's nuts.
Wow. I want to hear more about that when we get a chance.
The reason we get the newspaper at my house is because my wife says that we get enough coupons out of it to make it make sense.
I see. Yeah, I was going to be my next question is why you're still getting the print version versus the online. I guess the online you don't get any coupons.
If you and my wife, you know, we don't really eat food that comes in boxes or bottles or things like that. Mm-hmm. So, you know, a lot of the coupons just don't apply to us at all. But she finds it to be valuable enough, so we continue to get it.
So this old, and you know, to Warren Buffett's credit, obviously he's a lot more wealthy than you or I or right. Fred Jardis all put together. But that said, he's old money. I mean, he made his money a long time ago and is now, of course, you know, it takes money to make money. So he's got investments in all kinds of places and is making bank off of decisions he made a long time ago. That just because he made good decisions in the past doesn't mean that he's making good decisions now. It's just that it would be hard for anybody on the outside who's not Warren Buffett to determine whether or not he is, you know, a small decision that he makes, like buying 63 newspapers for him. That's nothing because newspapers are pretty cheap.
Well, if
for Warren Buffett? No, it's not. I think he only spent a few million dollars on it. What, $142 million?
That's
for
nothing.
Warren Buffett, that's pocket change.
It's a lot of money.
But for you and I, and for anybody else, it's a lot of money.
Well, I mean, it says he's going to add more papers because he thinks it should be free to the end user. Does that mean he's going to pay for
it? No, that's the thing. He doesn't think it should be free.
Oh.
He thinks that free news is unsustainable. He says this is an unsustainable model, and certain of our papers are already making progress and moving to something that makes more sense. Buffett wrote this in a letter to editors and publishers of Berkshire's daily newspapers. He wrote to them that we want your best thinking as we work out the blend of digital and print that will attract both the audience and the revenue that we need. So he's looking at the state of news on the Internet as it is today, and that is you can get pretty much what you want for free. Like, if one website is putting it behind a paywall, just Google it, and you'll probably find it on some other website.
Right, and that's why I just, you know, is he living in a world where you have these monopolies or these powerful companies that can, you know, put the supply-side economics that forces people into situations where they, you know, wouldn't otherwise go? The fact is, yeah, free news is a sustainable model because there's free news, a lot of it. And it's not going to go away.
Well, I think that's, you're right, Mark.
All he can do is create the newspaper equivalent of the MPAA, the Motion Picture Association of America, the
right.
Recording Artists of America, the RIAA, the Recording Industry.
Which wouldn't surprise me if he did, as the news industry centralizes even more.
And
with
then try
like
to hunt down people that are, you know, using whatever news that he feels is his.
We'll come back to more of what Buffett is saying here about the future of news on the Internet. 855-450-FREE. He's 81 years old, by the way. 1-855-450-3733. You can join us on our website at freetalklive.com. Of course, we'll take your calls about whatever's on your mind as we approach hour number two, which is next. 855-450-FREE. Your thoughts on the news business, old media, or whatever you want to go. This is Free Talk Live.
DVD, books, music, instruments, periodicals, computers, software, electronics, photo, cell phone, office products, home and garden, bed and bath, furniture, kitchen, pet supplies, automotive, hardware, apparel, shoes, jewelry, grocery, healthcare, sports and outdoors, toys, games, used and more. It's a department store at your fingertips. Amazon.freetalklive.com. Get all your shopping done, a great deal, delivery to your door, and a percentage of your purchase will go to Free Talk Live when you enter Amazon through Amazon.freetalklive.com.
Do you feel like you should be free to live your life however you want? So long as your actions don't harm anyone else, there's good news. You are not alone. Thousands of people like you are going to move to New Hampshire so we can reclaim our lost liberties. Be part of the Second American Revolution. Join the Free State Project. You can learn more at freestateproject.org or call toll-free 1-888-532-4604. That's 1-888-532-4604 or visit freestateproject.org.